Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Wednesday, March 26th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. In industry news, Jeff T. Daniel is the new president of the Schubert Organization, effective immediately. Daniel has been with the organization, which owns and operates 17 of Broadway's theaters, since he joined as chief strategy officer in 2023. In a statement, the CEO of Schubert, Robert Wankel, said, "Jeff's background, both at Schubert and prior to joining our company, make him extremely well-suited for this role. For the past 2 years at Schubert, Jeff has been working on strategic initiatives as he familiarizes himself with our company. And importantly, Jeff was a driving force in securing government funding for Broadway's post-pandemic revitalization. Having him by my side will ensure Schubert's strength and legacy for years to come. We congratulate him on this well-deserved appointment." More talent has just been announced for this year's Miscast Benefit Concert, the 25th installment, taking place April 7th at the Hammerstein Ballroom. The annual event, presented by MCC Theater, will feature Raul Esparza, Anna Gasteyer, Megan Hilty, Nick Jonas, Keisha Lewis, Adam Pascal, Helen J. Shen, and Jennifer Simard. They join the previously announced Titus Burgess, Cola Scola, Jordan Fisher, Stephen Pasquale, Nicole Scherzinger, Britton Smith, Philippa Sue, Ephraim Sykes, Aaron Tveit, and Jordan Tyson. Throughout the show, these stars will perform from roles in which they would not traditionally be cast. Tickets are still available at mcctheater.org/miscast. For those who can't make it in person, a worldwide digital broadcast of the event will stream for free beginning April 21st at 7 p.m. Eastern. And finally today, Betsy Wolfe will take part in tomorrow's opening day festivities for the New York Yankees. The reigning American League champions in Major League Baseball kick off their 2025 regular season at 3 p.m. against the Milwaukee Brewers in the Bronx. Wolfe will perform our national anthem towards the end of the pregame ceremonies. She recently originated the role of Anne Hathaway in And Juliet, for which she received her first career Tony nomination. This summer, she can be seen off-Broadway in the new musical Joy. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.